We've asked Brother David Rice if he would lead our testimony meeting. So with that, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Brother David.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Dear brethren, it's a pleasure to be with you. It would be even better in person, but it's a pleasure to have so many of you online with us today. We have a testimony meeting for this 45-minute session. We look forward to that very much. Sometimes when we're in a very small testimony meeting, well, we call upon people and ask what they might say. In a large meeting, we'll ask you to participate voluntarily. We won't call on individuals, of course. I've appreciated the convention so far. I'm going to start by, first of all, thanking Brother John for his nice prayer. When I think of Brother John, one word always comes to my mind: sincere. And we all want to be sincere in our faith and earnest in our faith. Now, that's one subject that comes up in the manna text for today, November 19th. Let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Let us watch in the sense of taking careful notice of all the directions which the Lord our God has given us, respecting what would be acceptable service to him. Let us watch ourselves, striving to walk as nearly as possible in the footsteps of our great high priest. Let us be sober in the sense that we will not be frivolous, that while happy and joyous in the Lord, free from anxious care that are upon many others through misapprehension of God's character and plan, we may nevertheless be sober in the sense of earnest expectation of present opportunities and privileges connected with the Lord's service, not thoughtlessly negligent, letting opportunities and privileges slip through our hands to be afterwards regretted. Let us watch and be sober. Now, I really appreciated the services of the convention so far. We've had three of them. Brother Todd on five spiritual senses. Now, I never thought about the five spiritual senses: personal understanding, discernment, desire, and experience, and related those to the flavors that we appreciate in our natural senses. Brother L.B. Elbert on an engaging area of Old Testament history, which I just delight in, and his numerical insights into that were just very nice. And finally, Brother Aaron's lovely discourse. Brother Aaron has a knack for picking beautiful hymns. The opening hymn I thought was just wonderful. I think he liked it too. He said so. And I appreciate every one of us has different propensities and talents. Brother Aaron's runs along the line of musical appreciation. And I benefited from it many times. And I appreciate him preparing those nice hymns for us. Dear brethren, we're ready now to open it up for your testimonies. And please, when you're ready to testify, turn on your camera. We'd love to see you as well as hear you. And who would be first? We have Sister Andrea Swartz.
Hi, brethren. It's good to be here. I want to raise my voice to the Lord and praise him for this convention and the fellowship and all the love that's around here. And I would also like to bring the love of the Phoenix class, and God bless you all, and I love you all. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sister Andrea. That's a very brief and sweet testimony. We appreciate that message of love, and we appreciate seeing you with us. The word, if I had to think of one word that I always think of with Andrea, it would be love, because she uses that more than any other. Thank you, Sister Andrea. Who would be next today to testify? Michael Gula, please. Nice to have you with us.
Brother Dave, it's good to see you as well.
Thank you.
What a wonderful Savior we have in the Lord Jesus. And I'm sure there's not a single person here who would not agree with those sentiments. And if you only understood what a coward I am, what a craven coward I am And I'm not worthy to even speak his name. And I have to run to him for help, for assistance, for strength. And he appreciates my weakness. And he has agreed to be my advocate. And I welcome that. I welcome every little bit of help that I receive from the Son of God, who is my Redeemer, and who's led me every step of the way. And I'm just grateful that he's taught me the things that he's taught me. And I know there's many, many additional things that I have yet to learn. I have been begotten of the Spirit. He's led me towards consecration, being adopted into his wonderful family. And it's the wonderfulness of all these things. It's just, I try to comprehend them, but I know I can never fully comprehend them. And I'm just so grateful. And I want to say always to him, Lord, I'm here. I'm available. I want to be used by you no matter what the cost. I love you. I trust in you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of me in this way, because I know that you loved me before I loved you, before the foundation of the world. Again, thank you. And Heavenly Father, who I call Abba without shame or regret, thank you for giving me of the wonderful privileges that you've given me. Please use me, Father. I love you. And that's the end.
Well, Michael, thank you. That expresses the sentiments of each one that's listening to you. We're very thankful. Probably we're not thankful enough, but in glory beyond, then we'll realize how much we have to be thankful for. Appreciate your testimony and your spirit. Brother Michael, it's nice to be able to meet you. I've never seen you in person. I don't think I would even know you if it wasn't for Zoom, but it's a pleasure to know you, and thank you for your fellowship.
I believe we've met via Zoom.
But not
in person.
That's right, yeah.
Lord bless you. Lord bless you, Brother David.
Thank you, sir. Who would be next today? Now, remember the testimony meetings in which you were just too late, and take advantage of that now. Sister Julian, please go ahead.
Yes, Brother David and brethren, I'm so thankful to be with you today. For all the blessings, for the discourses, but also the discussions. I was very touched by the testimonies of the brethren throughout, every break has been very edifying for me, sharing of the experiences, and also the honesty of Brother Aaron mentioning some of the challenges that, we're working on. Those are realities, and it's just so inspiring to just remember what is the spirit of Christ and how we need to apply it, and how we need more oil among ourselves to overcome all the difficulties. And I'm very thankful for your openness, for those that have the courage to have their cameras on and to participate and share and be a blessing to others. May the Lord bless you all. God be with you.
Thank you, Sister Julianne. Appreciate you being with us. And I always enjoy your interfacing and interchange. You're an honest and delightful young lady. And I thank you. Brother Mark Davis.
Well, greetings, dear brethren. And good morning or good afternoon, Brother David. And thank you for hosting the testimony meeting. And I just wanted to say to the brethren how much I've enjoyed the fellowship this morning, listening into the discourses that the brethren have presented to us and how special they indeed were. I just beginning with Brother Todd's lesson this morning. I remember growing up in the early to mid 60s and attending school. And I think they put a map up of the senses of taste and where they were located on your tongue. And bitter and back, then you had your sour, then you had your salt on the sides, and then finally the taste of sweet taste on the tip of your tongue. And I think I remember going out and getting a pretzel and putting it on the tip of my tongue where the salt is. It says, you know, I can taste that salt on the tip of my tongue. So maybe we need to reevaluate this map slightly. But I think one key lesson that Brother Todd brought out to us is that the sense of smell associated with your taste buds, as wherever they're located in your mouth and tongue, gives that sweet savor to the Lord. And it's a beautiful lesson that he presented to us. So I want to thank Brother Todd for that. And I tell you, it went right into Brother Obi's lesson. And I kept using my screenshots to get his timelines. And I appreciated that so much. And I still need to go back and see if I can group them all together, because I missed a couple, I think. And then Brother Aaron and his beautiful lesson on prayer and how to apply it. So I appreciate it all. And it's just a blessing to be with you today. So thank you so much, dear brethren.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Nice to have you with us too. Lord bless you. Sister Janice Brantner.
Thank you, Brother David. It's a blessing to be here today. And I'm just enjoying the day so much. I'm just by myself here in my little corner, my little isolated corner of the world on Vancouver Island. And you know, but I never feel isolated. I never feel lonely. The brethren are always so close by. And now we have the dear brethren in the Salem class to see three times a week. We have two studies twice a week, but on Fridays, some of us get together and discuss the manna article for the week. It's not officially a meeting. It's just kind of a little hour that we spend together doing that. So such a blessing. You know, I'm not very good at remembering the details of discourses I've heard, which is good that we can just go back and listen to them whenever we want to. But there's one thing that's so clear in my mind, and the discourses today reminded me of that. It was Brother Paul Malley, and it was at a Vancouver convention maybe 15 years ago. And he spent some time trying to impress on us what a privilege it is to listen to discourses. And how much effort, you know, and time and research and just the great effort that goes into 1 hour or maybe even 45 minutes of, you know, the elders preparing these discourses for us. And I've never forgotten that. You know, it's not just, oh, you know, just some random thing. It's a great privilege. And I always think of that. And especially the discourses that we heard today made me think of that. It was just so apparent, you know, the research, the effort, that went into those discourses, and I really appreciated them. The Salem class always wants their love passed on at every opportunity. They really love the brethren, and I won't be here tomorrow. I'm busy today preparing for visitors I haven't seen in 10 years, so I'm going to be very busy with family tomorrow, but today has just been quiet and lovely and good to be with everyone here. Lord bless you all.
Well, thank you, Sister Janice. Now, I've known you for many years, but I didn't know that you are on Vancouver Island. I may have known and forgotten, but did you say Salem class? So you're with them on Zoom, is that right?
Yes, I've been meeting with the Salem class for about 7 years on Zoom.
Okay, very nice.
There hasn't been a class on Vancouver Island for quite some time. There used to be, but there isn't anymore. Yeah, so Salem class is my class, and it's just a blessing always to be with them.
Thank you very much. I appreciated your feedback also when my brother passed away, mm-hmm. and you had some very nice remembrances, and that was very precious to me. Thank you, Sister Janice. Brother Bernard, please go ahead.
Hello, Brother David. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. With the brethren, I'm always good.
Yeah, same here. Greetings to the brethren, and I just wanted to raise my voice to the truth. And as Brother Michael said, you know, our loving, kind, and gracious Lord and Savior for laying down his life. It's so important, you know, I think that we really don't know really what the Lord has offered us. Like you just said, Brother David, we probably won't know more until we get to the end. But I realize the more I hear discourses, the more the fellowship, the more I learn and the more I'm encouraged, you know. I'm always hearing gems, things like, wow, I didn't know that. And it's great. I loved the fact that Brother Aaron brought out that about, you know, the challenges. It's so important to hear those kind of things to know that, you know, we don't know it all, you know, and that we all, you know, we all fall short, but we're all there together. Iron sharpens iron. And it just, it's so inspiring. I was up watching, engaging with the Ghana, the end of the year Ghana convention. It started at 1:30 last night. But it was very, very, very encouraging, very good, and a lot of good fellowship, a lot of good discourses with the brethren. So I've been up for a while, but I'm fresh now. When I came to the San Diego convention, it just refreshed me. I was going to say, I better lay down for a little bit. And I said, no. And I started hearing the discourses, Brother Todd and Brother OB and Brother Aaron. And then I really enjoyed the little conversations, you know, in between. It's so important that we're just building each other up and showing the love. And that's really what it's about. God is love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Even in the commandments, the first out of the commandments, the first four are to God. The other six, what, are to man. And I think that's really the key is love. You know, it really epitomizes everything. So I just want to say I love everybody. And thank you, the San Diego Brethren, for all you're doing, putting together the convention. And I ask an interest in your prayers. Thank you.
Over. Thank you, Brother Bernard. Appreciate that very much. Now, the Ghana convention was a one-day matter. Is that correct?
Yes. End of year convention. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it's very nice of you to arise at 1:30 and be with them. I know that they would appreciate that. I know they did. Thank you. Lord bless you.
God bless you.
Who would be next today in testimony and thanks to God? Brother Bill and Sister Ruth Bender. That would be Brother Bender, this particular occasion. Brother Bill,
yeah,
nice to see you smiling, Brother Bill. I know your experiences are not always happy.
Well, first I want to raise my voice to my Heavenly Father and thank him for the beauties of the truth and his precious promises. And Sister Ruth sends her love. Mm-hmm. I also bring the love of the Milwaukee class, which has been many years since you served us there, Brother David. But I'm also a part of the Phoenix, Arizona class, and Sister Andrea brought that love. Mm-hmm. So what I like, there was the manna on November 17th, which is, what, a couple of days ago? What's today's date? 19th. Yeah, a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about, I want to, first and foremost, again, thank my Heavenly Father, but I want to thank him for the elders. And the manna made me come to realize the importance. And as the Sister Janice testified, the amount of work that the elders go through in preparing to feed the flock is just, I'm blown away by it because I'm studying as much as I can. And I think, man, how could you prepare and have all that information and give an hour talk? And probably could give a 2-hour talk on many of these subjects. So if I just may read a little bit of that manna, if it's okay, brother.
By all means, go ahead. This is November 17?
Yes, the manna. He shall give his angels or messengers charge concerning thee to guard thee in all thy ways, Psalm 91:11. That is, God will raise up some faithful pastors and teachers who will watch for your souls as they must give an account. True, there shall rise false teachers, perverting the word of the Lord, seeking by cunning sophistries to subvert your souls. But if in simplicity of heart, and this is what touched me, this is what's so wonderful about the Bible students. If in simplicity of heart, God's children require, thus saith the Lord, for every element of their faith and carefully prove all things by the word, they will be able to distinguish readily the true and the false. And having done so, the Apostle Paul counsels us to have confidence. The Lord, our shepherd, will care for his true sheep. And this is the beauty. This is the beauty of Bible students everywhere. We have studies multiple nights a week because of the technology of Zoom, and we're grateful for that. But we can question the elders. We can question each other. We come together with this reasoning because we don't know everything. I think that a brother brought that up earlier, or Brother Aaron brought it up, that we're all learning. We're all different levels of learning. And I think the Holy Spirit works in us individually, but it works in us more collectively to get at the truth. And this is a treasure hunt, right? This great treasure that we're looking forward to the future work of the kingdom work that we hope to be a part of. So we are so blessed. I mean, it's incredible. The last 4 years I've really come to appreciate more than ever the elements of the truth and what it does for you and the Holy Spirit to have the peace of God. You know, during the break and Brother Aaron's break, they were talking about fear. And I think, I forget the brother, who was the brother that said, he gave an acronym, F-E-A-R, and he's, what a, you know, and he, I forgot it already, but I'm gonna have to figure out, someone could chat it to me or text it to me. But it's true, when you have this peace of God, there is no really fear. I mean, you have sympathy for the world, you see man's inhumanity to man, and that touches your heart. But in reality, you understand that this is all part of the plan that man has to learn, mankind has to learn that the wages of sin is death. And so we look forward to a bright future. Personally, I believe God's kingdom is close because I see prophecy being fulfilled, and I see evidences of that we're in the end of this harvest. So I just want to thank everybody, especially the elders. Well, again, to my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ for certain, but to the elders, for all you elders out there, that the work that you do, the diligence that you do, know that we love you and we appreciate it. And oftentimes you may give a talk and maybe there's 30 or 40, but you know, it goes on Christian resources, and we can pull up those talks and we have a need for it by topic. It's just wonderful that we have this technology. And I thank you for that. Thank you, Brother David.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Delightful to see you. You know, it was years and years ago that I first met you back in Milwaukee. You were very gracious. You're very kind. You opened your home. And over those years, from that time to now, you've opened your heart. And it's just remarkable and pleasing to see how much you've developed and grown in the commitment to the Heavenly Father. Thank you. Lord bless you. Who would be next today to testify? Our time is growing, so please do take advantage of it. Now, when we're in our manna comment for today, November 19th, you go back to forward a little bit to the 20th, and there's another very brief commendation. If you do these things, you will never fall. And if we are sincere in our faith, even if we stumble, rise again and keep pressing onward. Now, Brother Bill mentioned the appreciation for the elders. And all of us can express appreciation for that. But I remember when I was a boy, my father was an elder in the class in San Diego, and he was also involved in a very hard job. He worked very hard. And then I still remember seeing him work all day Saturday in his study preparing for his Sunday service. So Brother Bill, you're right. There's a lot of preparation, and we do appreciate the service of the elders very much as a consequence. Further testimonies today, dear brethren. Now, Brother Keith has put his camera on. I wonder if that means he has a word for us.
Well, I hate to see too much silence.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thanks. Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of difference between brethren and the world. You look around just the environment you live in. Right now, I'm working at a company that's in a downturn. And they had layoffs. And they've made the word known that there's going to be another set. And you look at everybody there, they're out hunting for new jobs, and they're all panicking because they think they may be in the next group. Well, it's fears that I don't think brethren have. They know they'll be taken care of. I know that I don't have any concerns over it. If they lay me off, well, then I'm probably at 68, ready for retirement. If they don't lay me off, then I keep working at something I enjoy. So something that I don't think the other people there really have a grasp on, because they are very concerned about what they're going to do. Where I don't think any of the brethren really have concern over that. They know they'll be taken care of, and they will find something else in life to go on with.
Well, thank you, Brother Keith. Is that the close of your testimony?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you, Brother Keith. I appreciate that. Well, you know, we shouldn't have concern, deep concern. We should have enough concern to be active and earnest, but not to be fearful and alarmed. Thank you, Brother Keith. Who would be next today in testimony? If you have just a brief testimony of appreciation to God, that's okay. Brother Jerry and Sister Debbie Moore. I don't know which of those two, but we're glad to have both of them. Please go ahead. Brother Jerry, nice to see you.
Hi, it's been a while.
It has, it's been, but you look about the same.
Hopefully I'm different on the inside.
Well, we all want to improve, that's for sure. Go ahead.
Recently I found myself at a gathering in which the conversation turned political. And the expression that was being made was, you know, how the people involved didn't like the decisions and choices politicians were making these days and things they were doing. And one of them said in particularly what got him was this business of a student loan forgiveness. He just didn't like that at all. And he said that his three sons had made it through college and came out of college debt-free, thanks to their help of their parents and their own working and ingenuity. And I had just read an article about a woman who was a single mother who had decided to support her children, go back to school to be a healthcare provider. And I don't remember exactly, I think it was a phlebotomist or something, but anyway, she came out of school with $150,000 in student loan debt. And that was impacting just about every aspect of her life. She wasn't able to get a better apartment because of her credit rating with all this debt, and it was impacting what kind of care she could give her kids, and you know, just all sorts of things. And the thought that struck me while I was listening to this conversation was that we tend to look at people and think that they're like us, or they should be like us. And there are people that are dealing with things that we're very much unaware of, or their circumstances are very different than ours. And I thought, you know, it's amazing that the Lord has chosen to make up his church of so many different individuals, so many different experiences, that they will be able to relate, you know, with others in the kingdom. That if somebody is trying to work with somebody and they haven't had that experience, there's somebody in the church that has, and how important that is. And I thought, you know, it's really all about being empathetic. And that seems to be a dying art in the world today. You know, we don't seem to be able to empathize. We seem to think that everybody should fit our mold or our circumstance. And I was just struck by that. And, you know, I tend to shy away from political discussions and that, but I jumped in and I mentioned that. And I just simply said, you know, we're supposed to be compassionate and considerate. And Jesus said that he was anointed to bind up the brokenhearted. And the first step in being able to do that is understand what they're brokenhearted about, what it is that's breaking their heart. And, you know, I laugh because when we, in our society, we seem to have this idea that, you know, when somebody says, how are you doing? Do we really want to know, or do we kind of cringe if they give us more of an answer than I'm fine, thank you, how are you? And I think, you know, it would behoove us to take a little more time to ask that and really want an answer. You know, really, how are you doing? The bottom line on this is kind of pricks my conscience, because years ago we had somebody come to the Milwaukee class who was just so enthusiastic about the truth. She and her husband were just so excited. They were on fire. They were like fireballs. And we first met them at a convention that they came to, and they were in the class for a long time. And then something went on and they stopped coming. And they were gone for a long time. And I crossed paths with them about 10 years later. And they said, you know, in that 10 years, we never heard from anybody in the class. And I felt that was a stinging reprimand to me. You know, I had never contacted them to see if there was some way to get them back or to ease their pain or anything like that. And I felt really bad about that. And I tried to promise myself I would never let that happen again. And, you know, it's just, I think we love each other dearly, and sometimes we don't express it, or we don't realize the needs that we each have and the care that we could provide. And I hope we can do a little better job at that. So I ask and entreat you in your prayers that I might be a little more sensitive to the needs of my brethren and those around me, the world too. And I pray for you, and I long for the kingdom when we'll all be together.
Brother Jerry, thank you. It's a very nice testimony, and you raise a point that's very good. You know, I think sometimes brethren want to reach out, but they're afraid of pressing. But maybe we should err on the side of being more concerned and reaching out. I know your experiences have brought that to your attention perhaps as well, personally. And it's just wonderful to see you again. Thank you. Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Brother Andrew, we're delighted to see you all the way from far south down under. Please go ahead. You may be our last testimony for today. We'll see. Go ahead, Brother Andrew.
Thank you, Brother David, for noticing. Yes, we would like to, with Kasia, we're actually sitting and waiting for our more local meeting, but with pleasure joining you, which physically, you are one of the closest congregations to us.
Yeah, as far as that is, one of the closest.
That's correct, even physically, not to speak, and spiritually as well. So, yes, we really enjoyed the convention. And while I'm reflecting on Brother Aaron, who is also physically pretty much related to us, when he mentioned these three L's, I wonder whether I need to have age of Abraham to actually enter this third stage. Because I'm still collecting information, absorbing it. And when it will become time for leaving, I don't know. I need the age of Abraham. What else I want to say? With this current era of Zoom, we really actually close and can pick up, and that's why it is difficult to enter the other stages of what Brother Aaron has mentioned, because it's so many thoughts and so many uplifting thoughts we hear that that's what it is. Yeah, and it was a pleasure to see you here as well. That's the end for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Andrew. Nice to have you with us. Now, I know Brother Andrew for many years. I met him in Poland, where he, of course, comes from originally, at an international convention so many years ago. And then he actually came all the way down to Australia, and we've seen him there a couple of times. Your wife, Cassia, she's doing well?
She is next to me.
Good.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Greetings from me as well.
Thank you very much. Now, these are two brethren that I actually toured the Great Pyramid with. It just so happened by circumstance. So we have some nice memories and nice connections. Thank you. We have time for another brief testimony, if there is one. Anybody care to do that? Okay, nobody is coming forward quickly. And we do have enough time for a closing hymn. So, Brother Keith, I'll turn the meeting back to you.
Thank you, Brother David. You have for the closing hymn, got to get on the right piece of paper, 215. So I will open up that hymn. Yes, 215. I'm going to get the other one open. I have the wrong one open. And then I will mute everybody and then start the hymn.
Oh, never seen the winds of wind. And the blood which Christ supreme gave, which all our sins will hide. But cleansing stream, I see our sea, and now thy faith it cleanseth me. I'm
And with that, Brother David, can you close with a word of prayer?
Yes. Our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank thee for the heartfelt sentiments of the brethren as they express them. When we express ourselves, the thoughts even go deeper. We thank thee for the privilege of listening to the expressions of our brethren and their appreciation. We do thank thee for the amazing grace of being covered by the virtue of thy Son's blood. We thank thee for every experience that comes our way, good or bad, difficult or pleasant, knowing that they are in training us for being a sensitive and helpful priesthood for the kingdom. We ask thou thy blessing upon our fellowship together. We thank thee for every good thing from above. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.